When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to r/too afraid to ask, where people post their questions anonymously online that they're too scared to ask in real life. Are there actually women that find the dad bod attractive? Are they just saying that so they won't seem like they're hating on fat people? Is society pressuring them into finding everyone attractive? I understand that everyone has preferences, but it seems like there's a lot of love for dad bods online. I just can't believe it's really that popular. All right, a pretty controversial one to start off there. Everyone says they love dad bods, but do they really? Let's see what the comments are saying. My favorite description from a book was, "He had the strong arms and soft belly of a man well loved, which is my husband, and he is heart-stoppingly attractive." How lovely. I think many men just have a different understanding of what the dad bod actually is. Most men seem to think that beer gut and man boobs is a dad bod. But most women seem to think that it's someone who used to be fit and is still active, but can't live in a gym and obsess over diet anymore because he's got a kid. Not a six-pack, can't see the veins, little soft around the middle, but still strong. Muscle still there, it's just a little padded. I think that's it right there. You don't want someone that's fat, but you don't want someone that's completely ripped. Maybe that's it. By the way, girls, if you're watching, and I know the majority of you watching right now are guys, but anyway, I know that some of you are girls. Comment down below. What do you reckon? Here we go. Look, Nina says, 100% legit love dad bods. In fact, I prefer them over abs. Completely letting yourself go, sitting on the couch and eating chips all day, not maintaining hygiene, etc. Now, that's not attractive. Well, it doesn't sound it. However, a body with a little extra fluff, very attractive. Listen, I'm about to go on a run. Should I even go on it? That's the real question right now. Dad bod to me just means a normal dude's body. Like, he might have a slight spare tire or beer gut, or at least he isn't a chiseled Greek god. Most men aren't. He just looks like a normal guy. That's attractive to me. No, it doesn't mean obese, just means average or normal. Okay, that makes sense. Follow the motto of kind of fit, kind of fat. Be comfy. Women love comfy and a really good sense of humor. I'm in trouble then. I'm in big, big trouble. See, the fact that I can't even think of a joke right now kind of shows that I'm in the mud. And finally, advertising and beauty standards often give off the impression that there's a narrow definition of what's desirable. In truth, everybody has different tastes, completely fair enough. As evidence, go peruse a prawn site and you'll find the old, the young, the fat, the thin, the tall, the short, etc. It doesn't matter which variation of the human form we're talking about, it's guaranteed that somebody out there finds it sexy. There's plenty of lids for every pot. Is that true? Because the pots that we use in my house, I'll tell you what, they have very specific lids. And if you don't use the right one, my parents will beat me. Now, that is a joke. Just before everyone starts taking that seriously, they're actually very loving and they've never beaten me once in my life. So if you're watching, mum and dad, just chill. Yeah, it's only a joke. So there you go, guys. Comment down below. What do you think about dad bods? Fan or not? Personally, I love them. And that's not because I've got one myself. I guarantee it. Let's move on to the next post. Is buying a Nintendo Switch, being a 22-year-old woman, immature or weird? I was talking to my mum and mentioned that I might get myself a Nintendo Switch for Christmas, as I've been enjoying playing Borderlands on PC a lot, and I really, really want to play Animal Crossing. I played it on other people's consoles, and I love it. Also, the second part of my favourite game is launching next year, and I could play it on my laptop, but it's going to be available on the Switch too. I've got a job, and I'd buy it with my own paychecks, so it isn't like I'm asking her for money. Now, I didn't expect her to react like this, but she told me not even my little brother is into stuff like that anymore, and that I should grow up. To be fair, I've only recently become interested in video games, and maybe I am too old for it. Is it weird? You know what, for this one, guys, I don't even know if I need to check the comments. Like, spend your money on whatever you want to spend money on, and don't let your mum tell you what to do, especially if you're an adult, come on. Like, if you want to play games, Nintendo Switch, one of the most popular consoles there is in the world for a reason, buy it. It's your life. I take it back. I will just check the comments to make sure I'm not chatting absolute. Nope. Spend your money on whatever you want. You're a grown woman. You're never too old to have gaming as a hobby. There you go. I completely agree. Absolutely not. You're an adult. You can make your own decisions and love what you want. Walt Disney said that adults are just kids growing up. Completely agree with Big Walt there, by the way. Pay no attention to whoever told you you can't. It's your money. You work hard. You should be allowed to relax with your games. If it helps, I'm 23, I've got a Switch, I play Animal Crossing, I have other consoles, emulations, PC. Is it immature? Probably, but it's my money, my time, my enjoyment. Is it weird? Tell me, what's normal? Having a job? You do have one. I have one. I completely agree. That's it right there, isn't it, really? Like, look, I'm 23 as well. I still play games. I like games a lot. They're very social. I love playing multiplayer games with my mates. It really helped me through lockdown. I mean, I'm pretty sure I played Warzone for like 4 to 5 hours per day in lockdown. Without that game, I don't know what I would have done. Genuinely. Like, they're elite. Games are good. Trust me, I play them. I think the main point is, though, like, I know a lot of you watching right now play games. If you do, and you enjoy them, keep playing them. Ooh, next up, a very interesting one. This is actually quite similar to a post that I've seen on r/insaneparents before. If you're an OG fan of the channel, you might know what I'm talking about. Anyway, how should a parent monitor a child's phone without invading privacy? Whenever I hear stories of a child having or doing something bad on their phone, for example, talking to someone much older than them, buying contraband, etc., people usually blame the parents. They say that the parent should have been monitoring the child's phone and checking to make sure they weren't putting themselves in danger. But I also hear stories of controlling parents who go through their kid's phone to make sure that they aren't doing anything bad. People usually say that they are being too controlling and are invading the child's privacy. I know that there is something that you can put on your kid's phone, I can't remember what, to ensure that they aren't doing anything dangerous, but I know that there are also ways to get around it. So, how would one monitor a child without invading their privacy? Alright, you know what? I'm actually going to insert the clip right now of the thing that I was just talking about. If you are an OG fan of the channel, you would have already seen this video. But anyway, here you go. Dad invents app that locks kids' phones until they message parents back. Ingenious! That is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It literally says, respond ASAP, call me now, and you can't even... Oh, no, no, no. Apps have come too far.
I know, this video is actually... I think it's actually my most viewed video ever. Wow. Over 2 years ago. Pretty insane.
But look, it is tough, right? Because obviously, insane parents would, yeah, chuck an app on there or monitor it or look at it when you're not with it, that sort of stuff that's way too controlling, as OP says. But you can't then just leave your child alone entirely online, can you? Because that also is slightly dangerous. Where's the common ground? Let's see what the comments are saying. This may be one of the major parenting questions of the age. There are no good answers, or at least no easy answers. The hard answer is earn your child's trust. But that's like telling someone just come up with a multi-million dollar idea. It's not something you can just do. If you have your child's trust, it's possible to talk out an option that allows you to keep an eye on your child's activity without needing to snoop. Good shout. Harder than it sounds though. I completely agree. Listen, look, you lot, comment down below. If you're a kid or an adult or a teenager, anyone, if you are anyone, if you have an age, comment down below, what do you reckon? From both perspectives, like if you're the child, what would you want to see in this situation? How would you want your parents to act? Because you have to understand it from their perspective. Like they're going to be worried about what you're doing online. It's only natural. And if you are the adult or a parent, how would you react if you have a kid yourself, if you've had children in the past? How have you reacted? Maybe you've got a kid right now. Maybe you're in this situation and you're not sure exactly. Maybe you are OP. Are you annoyingapple_231? If you are, comment down below. How have you been? Yeah, I mean, look, all the comments are talking about trust. The best security is trust. Instead of watching over people, be ready to step in at the first sign of danger, teach them to recognize danger and make them feel safe coming to you with their problems. That is the play right there, isn't it? Ultimately, you have to trust in your child and they've got to trust in you. To be honest, I also do think that, like, you have to sometimes let the kid just figure stuff out for themselves in many ways. And yeah, sometimes that might be a bit dangerous, but ultimately, it's their life. Right. And you have to kind of understand the dangers of the internet as well as the benefits of it. If they're going to school, they'll be educated there about the dangers of the internet. And yeah, you can do your part as well by letting them know what they should and shouldn't be doing online and how it can be dangerous. But ultimately, you've got to let your kids make their own mistakes and learn from them, I think. So there's a limit to how much you can do.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Reckon. And now for our fourth question of today's episode. My girlfriend is insistent on getting a job at a brothel for more money, and I'm not comfortable with it. What can I tell her to change her mind? My girlfriend and I are both 20 years old, and we've been dating for about 6 months now, and I thought it was going really well. We have our differences, but we both love each other a lot and want to get a place together, mostly to get away from our families for personal reasons. We don't have jobs that allow us to save up money quickly enough to get a place for ourselves as soon as we want, though. Originally, we talked about this and agreed that we would be patient and hopefully find better paying jobs in the near future. Well, last night, my girlfriend admits to me that she'd been talking to one of her old school friends, who I am unfamiliar with. This friend offered her a job at the brothel she works at a few suburbs away, telling her she'll get $300 to $400 a night there. And my girlfriend starts telling me she's going to take it. She's insistent that the money will be worth it and that she feels that it will be money she is proud to earn herself. She also tells me that I shouldn't be worried because it's a legal brothel, which to be fair is at least better than the illegal ones in the city, that she can choose her own nights and customers and that it will help us out financially. Obviously, I'm quite uncomfortable and distressed by her choice because the job is literally her letting other men have sex with her. If she was single, that would be different, but we've been in a relationship together for a solid amount of time, and to her, it seems that these two things don't connect at all, other than the money. But I would gladly wait to save up money for us rather than her getting a lot of it doing this job. In response, she seemed offended that I wasn't appreciative of her choice. Long story short, we had a fight and she ended it with a nasty remark about my sexual performance, something she knows I'm insecure about. So look, that's probably a factor too. We haven't seen each other since then, and she starts her new job in 2 days. Is there anything I could tell her to change her mind or dissuade her? I do still love her, but I don't know if I can stay in this relationship with her if she continues on like this. Thanks. Jeez, mate, I mean, I'll be honest, my immediate reaction is leave her. Clearly, she doesn't really value that much if she's not even willing to listen to what you're saying. And yeah, she's gonna make a lot of money out of this, completely fine, but what's the point of making all this money if the person that you're looking to move into a house with is very unhappy with the way you're making money and it's gonna ruin your relationship? I don't get that. To be honest with you, I don't actually think she cares about you that much, because someone that cared about you would listen to what you were saying and then not do that, or at least have a healthy discussion about it and come to some sort of conclusion. I don't know. To me, it feels like she's just doing this because she wants to do it. And the comment about your performance sexually kind of just proves that to me. I wouldn't try to change someone's mind when they clearly don't care how it affects the relationship. Let this one go. There you go. That's my point exactly. And also, don't let her guilt him into a cuck relationship. Yeah, bro, please, for me, don't become a cuck. No one wants to see that. Nobody watching this video right now wants you to become a cuck, my friend. Don't do it. My friend, it's hard to accept the fact of letting someone go. Your girlfriend of 6 months has just revealed to you that money is more important than how you feel. It is her body and it is her choice, but it's also your emotions and your life. There is definitely another woman out there who will connect with you at your level and respect a loving relationship. Let this one go. An upvote from me, ladies and gentlemen. Am I used for No Name 71 in disguise? I think I just might be. And finally, you cannot control her, nor should you try. You've tried to communicate how you feel about the situation, and it seems that she is not taking that into consideration. It could be some wires were crossed, as effective communication can take quite a while for couples to learn. I can only go by what you've stated here, but it doesn't seem like there is mutual respect in the relationship. That's it right there. Sometimes doing the thing that's best for you hurts just as much as not. She's got to go, my brother. She's simply got to go. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to see more from this subreddit, this is actually episode 2 of r/2afraidtoask. Episode 1 is right there. And look at the thumbnail. It's pretty interesting. If you ask me, I'd say it's very clickable as well. So click it. If you are new to the channel, subscribe up here. And I will see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new one. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.